near the Radisha. We were calling her Tajik these days. I said, "Have you begun to understand why your brother found life on the road so appealing?" "I trust you're being sarcastic." "Not entirely. What was the worst crisis you faced today?" "Your feet got wet?" She grunted. She got the point. I believe it was the politics he resented. The fact that no matter what he considered doing, there were always 100 selfish men who wanted to subvert his vision for their own profit. "You knew him?" the Radisha asked. "Not well. Not to philosophize with. But he wasn't a man who kept his views secret." "My brother? Being away must have changed him a lot more than I thought it could then. He never revealed his inner self while he lived in the palace. That would have been too risky." "His power was more secure out there. He didn't have to please anyone but the Liberator. His men came to love him. They would have followed him anywhere, which got most of them killed when he turned on the company."
"He's really alive? You aren't just manipulating me for your own ends?"
"Of course I am. Manipulating you, that is. But it is true that he's alive. All the captured are. That's why we left Taglios, even though we had your side on the run. We want our brothers out before we do anything more." I heard a whisper.
"Sister, sister."
"What?" The Radisha had not spoken. She eyed me inquisitively.
"I didn't say it."
I glanced around apprehensively, saw nothing. Must just be the rain and the leaves. The Radisha was not convinced either. Hard to believe. I really missed Goblin and One Eye. I found Uncle Doge again. "Lady insisted that you're a minor wizard. If you have any talent at all, please use it to see if we're being watched or followed. Once Soul Catcher started looking for us outside Taglios, it should not take long for her crows and shadows to find us." Uncle Doge grunted noncommittally. Chapter 49. Real fear found us the morning after next. Just when it seemed we had every reason to be positive. We had made good time the day before. There were no crows around yet, and it looked like we would reach the Grove of Doom before the afternoon rains, which meant we could complete our business there and get clear before night fell. I was happy. A band of horsemen appeared on the road south of us, headed our way. As they drew nearer, it became evident that they were uniformly clad.
"What should we do?" River asked.
"Just hope they aren't looking for us. Keep moving." They showed no interest in travelers ahead of us, though they forced everyone off the road. They were not galloping, but were not dawdling either. Uncle Doge drifted nearer the donkey not carrying Goda. Ash Wand lay hidden amidst the clutter of tent and tent poles that formed that animal's burden. Several precious fireball projectors were among the bamboo tent poles, too. We had very few of those left now. We would have no more until we fetched Lady out of the ground. Goblin and One Eye could not create them themselves.